Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The dudes in Parmalee have over 1 billion streams, five wow. number ones, and a brand new record out today called Fell in Love with a Cowgirl.
They're also part of the huge lineup for tomorrow's Boots in the Park, starring Old Dominion, Chris Young, Tyler Hubbard, and Parmalee. We are super excited that they are coming back to San Diego, and it's going to be a beautiful day, too. It's going to finally feel like San Diego again.
In case you need a reminder of what Parmalee is all about.
What's going on?
Hey, guys. Hello. How are you?
Doing great. Hope y'all are.
We're doing so well. So happy to talk to you guys. We're so happy to talk about the new music, Fell in Love with the Cowgirls, the record out today. Can't wait to hear some of it tomorrow at Boots in the Park, guys. You'll be in our arms again tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, man. We can't wait for that. It's going to be fun. I mean, we just started doing the big outdoor festivals, and this one's going to be fun.
Well, not only did you guys just finish up a show at Wickenburg in Arizona for a ton of RV and campers. How was that, by the way?
What a cool spot. Like an original dude ranch, and it's had such a history, and it was just it was a really cool vibe, like just one of a kind.
My best friend Darcy was there, so that's how I kind of got the backstage, not backstage, but behind the scenes.
Is this the same Darcy that's been praising Parmalee since we got here? She loves you guys so much.
All right, what up, Darcy?
Hi.
Thank you.
When you're playing something smaller like that in a place like that, do you guys enjoy that, or do you prefer being in front of the bigger crowds?
I like those smaller crowds like that. They're fun. Everybody's it's almost like a private event sometimes, which is really cool. I mean, they're all fun in their own ways, you know. Even the theaters versus the arenas and you know, even the bigger ones. But we just try to bring the party no matter what stage we're on.
That's right on. Yeah. Very evident. Guys, hang tight. Get yourself a cup of something, and we're going to come back and talk about, well, a massive snub in the country music world, and it involves Parmalee. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. We're talking with Parmalee. We're talking with Matt and Scott and Barry and Josh. Now, guys, I have to go there. I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but we're going to bring up something something that is kind of concerning. Tam and I have been in a morning show together for 25 years. We've been in San Diego for almost 15. We finally got our first ACM nomination this past month. Please stop and grab.
Awesome.
Don't want to hear about that. What I do want to talk about is what is kind of sweeping the nation right now as far as in our industry is, why in the hell is Parmalee not a multi ACM winner, a multi CMA winner? The most, I would say, successful group in country music since, 2010? Five number ones. What's it going to take, guys?
That's out of our jurisdiction, I guess. I don't know. We have no idea. We don't know what the criteria is. It's obviously not having hits on the radio.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, John and I feel the same way. It's like, okay, we've been together for a morning show who stayed in country music as a team for 25 years, right? In and itself is really an accomplishment. Doing well at those stations, getting good ratings.
I hope.
You know, all of that, we're like, oh, I'm not sure.
Guys, does it make you angry?
No, it doesn't make me angry. We didn't get into this for awards. I mean, we just love doing this, and our goal is just to set out with just play music for a living, and that's what we're doing, and we love every bit of a minute of it.
Well, and we know that. That's not why you get into that, but it still kind of sucks when you don't have the little bit of the hardware. So, you know, maybe
my trophy rack is super empty. I'm tired of it. I'm super tired of it.
All right, after Boots in the Park, you guys are going to be on the Today Show on Monday, correct?
Correct.
That's right.
We've done it a few times. Good Morning America, Today Show. It's a trip. You fly to New York, get up really early, and you get sound check done early, and then you wait.
And then you wait some more.
And then you wait. 3 minutes, and then you're gone.
We know how much musicians love early mornings, so that's going to be such a treat for you all.
Do you guys, like, have a routine now, you know? I mean, because you've been doing this for some time. When you get into a season like now, festival season, concert season, and you're going full bore, do you have a routine that you guys do, whether it comes to how you eat, working out, all of that that you have to follow so that you don't just exhaust yourselves?
That's a good question.
Not really.
Yeah. We try to do the best we can. We get outside, exercise, do what we can. Try to get rest whenever you can, because out here it's just a crazy schedule, especially sleep schedule.
Parmalee is very busy right now. Fell in Love with a Cowgirl is out. A Cowgirl's killing it right now on KSON. And they play tomorrow at Boots in the Park. You can still get tickets at KSON.com. You're going to be singing along to every freaking hit that Parmalee has.
Can't wait.
You know what a great setting it is. You've been there before. You got the skyline. You got the water. You've got the ships. You got the USS Midway. You got thousands of your fans in America's finest city.
You guys have the best weather on earth, man. This is going to be great. All those hits, all those artists. We're going to have a good time. Can't wait to see everybody.
Guys, we'll see you on Saturday. Congratulations on another great record with Fell in Love with a Cowgirl. And again, Cowgirl is killing it right now on our station. We're about to play it. Can't wait to hear it live tomorrow.
Let's go. Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care. Be safe.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Boots in the Park, Old Dominion, Tyler Hubbard, Chris Young, Parmalee, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.